The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 545.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She was in The Amazing Race Season 5. She won third place, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Rona Tai. Rona, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Yes, absolutely. My name is Rona Tai. I'm actually 35 years old and living in the Philippines. I am a body positive advocate and also plus size model. And my day job, I basically am in the mortgage industry. So I'm a woman with different hats, shall I say.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Rona, what's your cultural background?
I'm actually full Filipino.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite one actually is by Eleanor Roosevelt. It's called "No one." Well, it's basically, I have it here in my mirror and it does say, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." So basically for me, what that means is that we are always in control. We always think that we don't have any choice. We always feel like we're not in control, but we are.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence for me is basically just owning who you are and not worrying about what other people think of you. That's self-confidence to me.
Thanks for sharing that. And that was a great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
To be honest with you, ever since I was young, I've always been self-confident. I have great parents that have instilled in me that the physical appearance is, you know, it's our talents and our smarts and our hearts are far more bigger and better than what our looks are. You know, the looks, it's just how you want to wrap it, but a lot of times it doesn't really define who you are. So, and you know, through my self-discovery, it all started in high school when I would think that I tried to be like the muse, you know, because in class in the Philippines, usually they would have class officers. And so I didn't want to be the president. I've always wanted to be the muse, but they always assign me or vote me for as a sergeant at arms officer, because I was built bigger than the huge. And with that being said, people would always make fun of my height, my build. And they would just say, "Oh, you know, you're pretty, but, you know, you're big. So you can't join this beauty contest or whatnot." And I remember I've already stood up for myself because of what my parents have taught me. And I always tell, you know, those people, hey, that doesn't define who I am. Good for them if they want to join a beauty competition, but I do not allow any competition to define me. So yeah, self-confidence for me just became stronger and stronger when I started just sharing my daily life on social media. That's about 5 years ago when, you know, I was just sharing everything that I go through, the workouts, what I eat. And that's when I started to see all these negative comments from people that stereotypes women that are, you know, bigger than the usual build, if there's such a thing. And so I found a lot of, you know, negative comments, but a lot more positive as well. And that basically gave me the strength to continue what I'm doing and not knowing that I'm actually inspiring other women, you know, giving them that hope and trying to break the stereotype that, hey, you know, the big women can't do anything. And that's one of the reasons why I encouraged my husband and I to join the Amazing Race Asia, is because I wanted to break the stereotype that, oh, big people or big women, they're lazy, they can't run, all they're going to do is eat, you know. And but hey, guess what? We finished third place out of 11 teams. So, you know, that for me, yeah, it started very early, but it has liberated me from the shackles of putting myself in the box. And, you know, like, this is what I have to be. This is what I should say. This is what I should do. This is what I should wear. Like, just muumuus, you know? So I guess it's very liberating when you do that. And you tend to look at yourself even better. Like, you notice how beautiful your eyes are, or how, you know, you notice a lot more beautiful things in yourself once you let go of the stereotypical, you know, beauty image that the society has been telling us.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's great that you're creating such a positive message, especially, you know, in a country like the Philippines, where there is always sometimes, you know, that one standard of beauty, like the size zero, the pearly white skin. Oh, and yeah, we have to, you know, keep reminding ourselves and other women out there that their beauty is in many forms. And it's not always, like you mentioned, defined by your physical features, right? I mean, beauty has to come from within. And that's when, you know, people can see, you know, the true beauty that you have, right? Which is great that you're doing that, and just shows other women that, you know, you are beautiful no matter what, and not let others define you. And, you know, it's great that you're able to live your true life. And, you know, I love the message that you have for joining Amazing Race, you know, just breaking that stereotype, which is great, right? It's just proof that, you know, you are capable of doing anything no matter what, you know, your body type is, right? If you can do it, you can just go ahead and do it and just show people, which is, I think is really great. And, you know, to the woman who is listening to your episode, she might be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Be patient with yourself. That's always my tip, you know, because let's say, for example, you're in that journey. Well, so-and-so did it in 1 month, or so-and-so did it in 3 months. All of our paths are not going to be the same. So just do you, you know, it's great to get inspiration from others, but don't ever compare yourself to them. They're, you know what I mean? Because we will all have our highs and lows in different times and different seasons. So be patient. Just be patient with yourself. And just once you get there, wow, you'll know how amazing it feels, how liberating it is.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And I know I have to remind myself from time to time about that too, you know, especially in the world of social media. You know, we see all these pictures and, you know, people's lifestyle. And we just have to remember, like, you know, everyone, like you mentioned, your chapter one is not their chapter 20. And we just have to stay in our own lane and just, you know, either be happy for people, or you just have to let go of that notion, right? So thanks for sharing that great tip. And Rona, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, definitely. They can follow me on Instagram. I'm very active on that one. Heavily traffic. It's at Ronita. It's R-O-W-N-I-T-A. So that's at Ronita. It's a very short name. And they can follow my journey, especially in my social media. One of the things I really try to show or showcase in my posts, or with my stories, or even my IGTV now, is you guys will even see me with no makeup. You guys will see me on my bad day, because I also want to break that stigma that the only thing that you have to post on social media are your highlight. It shouldn't be that way. You know, especially if you truly are trying to inspire and help and, you know, give hope to those others, you really have to show your lows as well. So yeah, I hope you guys follow me, and we can chit chat there as well if you have any questions or any situations that you guys feel like you need to share with me, or just need to vent out or listen to. I'll be more than happy to reply and hear you out.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Rona, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Rona's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Rona today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Rona.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.